Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. Here we go. It is the Sixth Man Podcast. Time to talk about Canada's team, the Toronto Raptors, and to review this past week in Raptor Land and what's going on with the team. Any big news, anything to cover? Well, this episode, in honor of the holiday season, pretty much getting into full swing now. We're calling this episode Feel the Love. Lots of lovely moments this past week in Raptor Land, with the exception of the record. They only played three games this past week and went one win and two losses. That's right. They kicked things off on Wednesday. Got a kind of a late start after the loss to Golden State last Sunday. They kicked things off last Wednesday with a win against the Memphis Grizzlies, 126-113, in a game that they were down in a lot, actually. It did not look good for the Raptors in that game. Kind of an odd comeback, really, because at one point, they were watching the game, they were down by like 17 points and then came back to win by 13. There's actually, I had to watch the game in many different pieces. And then the next day when I was at work, watched a highlight film. And it was funny because you can type in Toronto Raptors on YouTube and watch like extended highlights. Somebody that I really should give a shout out to that makes these extended highlight videos that does a really great job. And they're like 10 to 12 minutes long. I watched it the next day to see anything that I really missed. And about 93% of the highlight video was Memphis. Yet we still won by 13 points. It was really, really weird. Kind of a weird game in that sense. But it was a little all over the map. Some good performances, though, of course, to get the win. We had Gary Trent Jr. with 26 points. Scottie Barnes with 9 rebounds. Fred leading with the assist. A great, great solid win. Great young team there in Memphis as well. Shout out to Canadian Dylan Brooks, who I met a couple years ago, actually, here in Fredericton, New Brunswick, did a basketball camp. And he was playing, and he went kind of mildly viral that night slash the next day, making fun of Pascal Siakam after he went to the hoop. Pascal likes to scream as he puts up a layup or something, if it doesn't go in, and he's just going, rah, rah. And Dylan Brooks was walking away imitating Pascal after he drew the foul. So, don't think we didn't see that, Dylan. We saw it. That's not being very Canadian. Come on now. People, you can be more polite than that. Then on Friday, the Raptors went up against the Indiana Pacers. It did not go well. Lost by 17 points. Fred VanVleet leading the way for the Raptors, though, with 26 points. Pascal leading with 12 rebounds. And Scottie Barnes that game with 4 assists. And then that brings us to yesterday's game against the Boston Celtics, where they lost 109-97. Fred with 27 points. Precious with 9 rebounds. Pascal with 5 assists. And a lot of people, like myself, getting a bit frustrated that Scottie not getting more touches than he is. It is frustrating to watch. Am I the only one, and I don't believe I am, that is watching the Toronto Raptors this season going, they need to build around this kid. Like Scottie Barnes, whenever he touches the ball, positive things happen. He can set up the offense. He can run things. He can do the pick and roll. He can, you just got to get him more involved. I don't think Scottie, for example, took one shot in the fourth quarter in that Boston game. It was brutal. And in multiple games, actually, throughout the season so far, and especially since Pascal's been back, we're going to talk about that a little later on in the episode about improving this team. Because I'm ready to start letting the trade offers fly, man. I am ready. I'm there. Look, we are not in a position to win a championship this year. Let's be realistic. You're like, yeah, you're not a true fan. I am a true fan. I have been a foolish optimist for many, many years leading up to the last few years. And now I'm a realist. Right? I've said it before on this show, the worst thing you can be in professional sports for your favorite team is a treadmill team. Just good enough to make the playoffs, bounced out of the first round, maybe the second if you got a Cinderella story going on, and then you're getting a mediocre pick in the draft. These guys are playing just good enough to get you to the playoffs. They're starting to get, you know, free agent money, which has to be double digits because, well, you're kind of holding water, but not really. Like, nobody wants that. We want to get back to greatness and be great every year. We know what it's like to be a one and done, right? With our championship victory in 2019. So now what I want to see is like our own super team formed and just a perennial powerhouse year after year. That's what I want to see. And Scottie Barnes, everybody, I believe he's going to lead that charge. I love Fred VanVleet. Absolutely keep him. OG, keep him. Gary Trent, I get more and more impressed with every day. Pascal, I'm sorry. He's the odd man out. We're going to talk about some moves that they could make maybe with Pascal. But ever since he's come back, it's just not the same team. It is not the same team. And you're like, oh, well, it's only been 5, 6, 7, 8 games. These guys practice with each other every single day. When they make Pascal the focal point, it just is not working. Watching that game yesterday, I wanted to jump out of a window. A number of times, they're passing it around. Nobody's going to the basket. They finally get it to Pascal. 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Pascal forces up a three, and it's a brick. I mean, he is a very, very good player, but I love seeing him getting over 20 points or so, get his numbers up a little bit, and then trade him. Build around Scotty and Fred, OG, Delano Banton, and Gary Trent Jr., I think. Gary's the one that I'm still a bit iffy on, but he's been so impressive. You know what? I take it back. Gary Trent Jr., I take it back. I'm not going to be iffy on you. You could score, and your defense has been incredible this season. You know what? Keep playing the way you're playing. Absolutely keep Gary Trent Jr. 22 years old? Come on now. Guy's a stud. If he keeps playing the way he's playing. I thought he was a one-dimensional player, just a shooter. He's not. His defense, deflections, steals, they've been incredible this season. I would put Gary Trent Jr. 100% as a part of this core. All right. I said this episode was called Feel the Love, so let's feel the love. Couple of big things happened this past week that I want to cover off is, number one, Kyle Lowry talking once again about the Toronto Raptors. Recent interview with The Undefeated, Kyle went on to say that Toronto, that's still home. Like I've said, and I'll say it now, I will sign a one-day contract and I will retire as a Toronto Raptor. That is my everything. Oh, Kyle, we mess up so much. The greatest Raptor of all time. Of course, leave it for Miami in the offseason, that 3-year, $85 million U.S. contract. And he is just the man. He's always talking positive about Toronto. We love him. He's incredible. And I just love that he keeps saying positive things about Toronto. What player does that after they leave? Certainly wasn't LeBron after he left the Cavaliers the first time. that was ugly. That will always go down as the worst thing I think I've ever seen a professional athlete do, with his, you know, TV special. And then he's even said that was the wrong thing to do. His TV special where he announced, you know, live to the nation, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Oh, what a slap in the face. But he did come back. I know, he came back and won a championship in Cleveland, but I think he kind of had to. I think he knew his legacy was in trouble at that point. But Kyle's not the kind of guy to do that. Still talking great things about Toronto, and we love him for it. Speaking of Feel the Love, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry played each other for the first time on their respective new teams. DeMar, of course, with the Chicago Bulls, who are rolling. Love the Bulls this year. I think they're really going to surprise some people. DeMar with the Chicago Bulls taking on and playing against Kyle's Miami Heat. And it was a great game. And this is what DeMar had to say after the game when questioned about his relationship with Kyle.
DeMar, can you try to put into words what your bond with Kyle Lowry is like?
No, I can't put in words. You know, that's my, you know, my mom had another son, it'd be Kyle. If his mom had another son, it'd be me. You know, that's as simple as I could put it. You know, that's how close we are. That's what it is to me. He like a big brother to me, vice versa. I'm like a big brother to him, even though he's older. You know, that's just my man.
Always loved those two playing on the Raptors. Wanted them to be successful and win a championship together so, so badly. But I still don't regret the trade to get Kawhi and put us over the top. That was the definition of a treadmill right there. And, you know, great to see them both flourishing on their new teams as well, which is really, really great. Let's talk about some injuries for the Raptors. I mentioned Gary Trent Jr. He was out with an injury and not playing. He is day-to-day, still listed as day-to-day. And I didn't catch any reasons as to why. I think he just sustained some sort of minor injury. OG Anunoby has been out the last few games with a hip problem, but did do a partial half practice the other day, and he was questionable. So I feel like OG's return is pretty imminent. It should be sooner rather than later. Maybe by the end of this week, into the weekend. I don't know. I feel like it could happen anytime, which is still a big relief from when he first got injured, and Nick Nurse was quoted as saying he's going to be out a while. That was like... the bad guy from Care Bears was walking by, and there's just a dark cloud over our entire season. We need to get OG back, and it looks like he will return soon. Kem Birch also out, still missing a few games. He's really great for us down there, as you know, that's our biggest weakness, is underneath the basket with some big bodies. And Kem, not the biggest guy, well, still one of the biggest guys on our team, but having him and Precious down there battling for rebounds, he's been great, man. He really turned it on after a slow start to the season. He is out and hopefully back soon. And then some new news with Goran Dragic. Bobby Webster issued a statement on Dragic. He is not injured, but he is out for personal reasons, and the team is completely supporting that. Here's the quote and the press release from Bobby Webster on Dragic being away. Goran is taking some time away from the team with our full support to manage a personal matter. He has been a complete professional in the time that he has been with the Raptors. Goran has been a great mentor to our younger players and a valued teammate for our veterans. He will continue to work out and stay in shape during his time away. There is no definite timeline for this process, and we will advise updates as appropriate. Goran has the backing of Masai, Nick, and the entire organization, and we wish him nothing but the best. I got no more further insights for you. That's all we got. We don't know what it's about, where he is. Hopefully everything's all right, and Goran does get back to the team. I know you're saying he doesn't play anyways, but you know, for personal matter, hopefully he's all right and gets everything in order and they can bring him back. Still, obviously, I think it's pretty apparent he's going to get traded before the trade deadline. It's just a question of what we can get for him. Dwight Powell. All right, some other news I have about players I talked about on this show last week was a free agent sitting out there that I found very surprising. That was DeMarcus Cousins. I thought we could use him. Why not? Bring him on. 10-day, 2-10-day. What a rest of the season. I realize he's like, you know, the basketball Ryan Leaf. Got a bit of a temper on him, but, you know, I still think we could have used him. Well, he's officially off the market. DeMarcus Cousins signing a one-year deal for the rest of the season with the Milwaukee Bucks. Man, yikes. That makes that team even that much better. I would still say they're my front runner to repeat in the Eastern Conference and head to the finals. That is a solid addition to the Bucks to add DeMarcus Cousins to that already very strong team. So maybe they heard me. Maybe the Bucks must be listening to the six-man podcast because they went out and signed themselves DeMarcus Cousins right after I said I can't believe he's a free agent this time last week. And lastly, while we still have a bit of time, I want to talk about some player movement out there, but some ideas. Certainly a lot of trade ideas always floating around, but there is one that I see consistently come up, and I saw it on a Raptors Facebook group posted again the other day. And I was a bit shocked to see how many people in the comments said, horrible trade, horrible idea. And I looked at it and I thought, I don't know about horrible. Okay, the trade is, and it's been rumored before to be out there, Pascal Siakam and Chris Boucher to the Golden State Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, and 2 first-round picks. Hold on. Let it simmer. Look, it's the NBA. It's professional basketball. This team had training camp. This team has already been together. A lot of guys, you know, with the exception of Scotty, you know, the rookies, but, you know, a lot of these guys still, you know, kind of played together, whether it was in Tampa or not. Pascal coming back to this team has not reinvigorated the team, right? There's a lot of people that were like, well, as soon as Pascal comes back, you know, this team's really competitive. He comes back, they'll be even better. I'm sorry. He's only got like 2 wins since he came back, and I'm not really falling for it. I'm sorry to say. I know every episode it seems like I'm hating on Pascal, but having him as the focal point running through the offense, the number of times over this past week that I'm watching games being played, we run that pick and roll offense, Pascal hanging out at the 3-point line, not down, no, not in the paint, not down near the basket to use his long frame to get easy rebounds and put them back like Scotty Barnes does, but he's out on the 3-point line, forcing the shot. It's just, it's painful to watch, and it just hurts more and more every single day. Pascal, Chris Boucher in the last year of his deal, you're going to give Chris Boucher $10, $12 million a year? I know it's not my money, it's not your money, but eating up cap space, you know, I like Chris a lot, I hope he stays on the team, but he might be looking for another bump in his pay, and I still can't believe when you look at him, he's pushing 30, but young looking man right there. But anyways, Chris has been inconsistent, I have to say. Always falling in love with that 3-point shot. Yeah, he makes some highlight reel plays here and there, but I don't know. I like Kem Birch over Chris Boucher right now, to be brutally honest with you. But think about that trade. Pascal and Chris. Chris in the last year of his deal, you get off Pascal and you move along and you bring in Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins, completely undersold player in this league. The guy has such a weird journey in the NBA. He's drafted first overall by Cleveland. LeBron doesn't want him, trades him to Minnesota. Whoever I get, they technically had a GM, but LeBron really was the GM. They get Kevin Love. He is the man in Minnesota, all right? All the pressure on him. Minnesota, by the way, is where players' careers go to die. It's not been good to them, even from the days of Kevin Garnett. He didn't become successful until he went to Boston. You know, they've got Anthony Edwards, super talented. Karl-Anthony Towns, I think, is absolutely one of the most talented players in the league. They just cannot put wins together, man. There is like a Care Bear, dark cloud, bad guy hex over top of the Minnesota Timberwolves organization. And he goes there. He's the man. A lot of pressure on him. Not much of a supporting cast. And then he gets traded and goes to Golden State, where he's not the man. In fact, he's probably the fourth option on the team. And he's quietly carved out a really solid, you know, game. He was automatic from three-point range when he played the Raptors the other day. He can take the ball to the basket. He plays great defense. He's active. I would bring him on. Why not? Why not? Imagine this starting five lineup as far as for years to come. Fred at the one, Wiggins at the two. You've got OG at the three, Scotty Barnes at the four, or any mix of the two, and then James Wiseman at the five. That guy's super talented as well. Don't forget about that. He is incredibly talented, James Wiseman. And with the Raptors development team, James Wiseman, the five, I love it, man. I love it. And two first-round picks on top of that. Get yourself some more assets. Do whatever you got to do. I like that trade, and I was a bit surprised how many people were hating on it. I just don't. I love the guy. I think he's a fantastic human being. I think that you're going to see Pascal traded off this team. Not sure about this year. Not sure about the trade deadline. That seems a little too preemptive, but maybe by the offseason when he's only got about 2 years left on his deal. I could see it happen, man, and that's a trade that I would do. Imagine Wiggins coming home to Toronto playing for his hometown team. That would be incredible. Incredible. What are your thoughts on that trade? I want to hear. Find me on Twitter, Instagram. Let me know what you think. Pascal, Chris Boucher for Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, and two first-round picks. Is it really that one-sided? Like, seriously, put some thought to it. Because we've got Pascal now, and he's averaging his 20-10, and we ain't winning games. All right? Let's build around Scotty. Build around these young guys. Delano, Gary. Keep Fred in there. I love Fred. Never give up Fred for anything. I've already lost Kyle. That was already too much of a heartbreaker. Fred's got to stay, and we'll see what happens. And I'll see what happens this week and get back to you 1 week from today on the next episode of the Sixth Man Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.